Okay, I'm popular. I'm cute. Wait, no, that's not how it goes.
I don't know it. Well, I mean, I know it, but I'm know of it.
Cute, I'm something. I'm cute. I'm popular to boot. I can't remember it.
You should have,
Anyway,
yeah.
welcome back to a show about nothing. Revisiting Tara's house. I'm your host, Aoife.
And I am Tama. I'm back.
He's back.
Yes, last week I was not here.
Yes, last week he wasn't here, and we had our lovely friend Tia, who is probably gonna come back on our podcast one of these days.
Yeah. Bring in some more listeners due to her and her cat's popularity.
We didn't talk about her cat last time. She has a beautiful cat.
Yeah. That was a missed opportunity there.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. That cat's way more popular than I am anyway, so she doesn't need any more promo. Anyway, so if this is your first time listening, this is a podcast about rewatching Terrace House, and right now we're watching rewatching Boys and Girls in the City, which is the first season on Netflix.
It's the first season of Terrace House to be aired on Netflix.
Yes.
Yes. You just said
That's
that.
what I
I
said.
don't know
Thank
why I had
you.
to repeat that.
And so currently, the current lineup. Oh, for those who don't know what Terrace House is basically a Japanese reality TV show where three boys and three girls, they live together in a beautiful house, and we just follow their daily lives.
Kind of like, it's in the same vein as Big Brother, I suppose,
Yeah, like Big Brother in real
and
world,
the Real
except
World.
they're allowed to keep their jobs and their phones.
So they have regular lives, but they all live, sleep, and kind of mingle at the terrace house. And it's fun because these Japanese people are so very interesting to me, at least. They're unlike their American counterparts. Very brash, very unpredictable.
And our current lineup, we still have the original lineup.
Do we? Oh yeah,
Yes.
that's true.
So the three girls are Mizuki, who is an office worker slash barista, and we have Minori, who is a model slash student, and we also have Yuriko. She's a medical student, third year medical student. And for the guys, we have
Makoto.
Makoto, who's a student slash baseball player.
Yeah, he plays at college level.
Yeah, university level baseball. And we have
Uchi
Yuki.
or
Oh,
well, whatever.
Yuki. We'll go with Yuki first. We have Yuki, aka Tap, who is a tap dancer.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, we have Uchi, who is a hairstylist.
What's his real name again?
Uchihara Tatsuya. So
Tatsuya,
yeah,
he's
Tatsuya is his first name.
right. Okay.
And this is episode 9 today.
Yeah, so
And
what, it's been 9 weeks in, I suppose,
more than 9
roughly.
weeks, I
More than
think.
9 weeks in. Like, basically every episode is a week's
Around
worth,
a
about
week-ish, a
a
week and a half
week-ish, yeah,
sometimes.
of activities that the crew record on site at the terrace house. And yeah, so we get little tidbits here and there and into a glimpse into their daily lives, basically.
And this episode is called What a Good Day.
Yes.
And I guess it's a good day, I guess.
I totally forgot this episode, so I was like, okay, a good day. So it must be really good for some reason.
But
And it did start out really good.
it
It started out with a date, right? Oh
started out really good. No, it started
no.
out with
I'm getting ahead of myself, sorry.
Minori. She's at this cafe called Cafe Lax. And she meets her older sister, Kurumi, who is my
Kurumi.
age.
Oh, really?
yeah
She's your age?
yeah
She looks so mature.
Kurumi is literally, and most people already agree, Kurumi is like the best guest star on Terrace House.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like maybe not the opposite, but she's like the level up version of Minori. She's like assertive, and she
leveled up. Well, mature. I don't know if Minori would be assertive if she's mature. I mean, in real life, she just got married. I don't know how actually.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying mature. I mean assertive. She's like assertive.
But Minori is not assertive.
That's why I'm saying so she's like a better version of Minori.
So like the opposite, though. I think she's an opposite. At least maybe. I think she's an opposite.
Yeah. But anyway, Kurumi's the best. And to be honest, they should have replaced one of the cast members with Kurumi.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes in, right? She's beautiful. She's all dressed up in these cool clothes. And she's like, she straight up just tells her sister, like, you really need to stop slouching because you know you're being filmed. And she's like,
oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she also pointed out how, like, no one talks shit about how Minori's own career ambitions were, like, vague, like Mizuki.
Oh, yeah. This is so we're kind of referring to this ongoing or running joke. Mm-hmm. I suppose it's a running joke about how Tapu is basically patronizing everyone about their future, you know, wants and dreams and that kind of shit. And yeah, everybody's like kind of bummed out by him, but yeah, no, like Minori completely like flew over his head about that one.
Yeah, so Kurumi was like, why the hell did they not talk shit about you? You have no ambitions, basically. That's basically what she says to her younger sister.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of my sister.
What, who? Minori or
Minori, Kurumi? Like, in the beginning. But then, yeah, I suppose she can. She has that potential to grow. Because my sister's pretty busy nowadays. So, yeah.
And Minori talks about how she wants to work on a ranch one day.
She wants satisfying work, she said.
She wants satisfying work. I feel like this flashes back to like two episodes ago where she and Uchi went on a date and they saw cows and she was really into the cows. She just kept screaming, cows, cows.
You think that was it? Like, I hadn't thought of that, but does it mean she's perhaps like subconsciously starting to like Uchi?
No, I don't think so. I think she just really likes ranch animals, to be honest. That might actually be the appeal. She was like, oh, Uchi took me to see a cow and I like cows.
I like a place. Yeah. I like the place. Yes. I like the ranch and all of that. Anyway, yeah. They talk about how she wants satisfying work.
Mm-hmm.
But her sister berates her and tells her to quit her part-time job so she can actually, focus on modeling, which is what she's doing.
Which is true because if you think about her, she's a student and she's modeling and she's got a part-time job. That's like she's juggling three things.
How does she have like time for all of that?
Exactly, that's probably what Kurumi was saying. Like, you don't have time for all three things.
But as a student, she'd be a rich student.
No.
Time poor, but money rich.
No.
Cash money rich.
Like everyone in Japan, when I was in university, literally everyone had a part-time job. The only people who didn't have part-time jobs were rich people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Literally, it was weird if someone didn't have a part-time job.
Man, I didn't work during my uni years.
I was an English teacher, guys. I mean, I wasn't great at it, but you know, it was money.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to work in the service industry because.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm not good with people. But anyway.
You totally are. She's being so modest here, guys. Don't listen to her.
Anyway, so she, Minori basically is like, oh yeah, maybe it is a good idea for me to quit my part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she becomes a successful model, she'll be making money from that anyway, right?
I love her modeling pics. I mean, it's all on her Instagram, obviously, and she's pretty, she's edgy, she has that model vibe.
She's very photogenic.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, I don't know what the sister is talking about. I guess I see like glimpses of her kind of goofiness and kind of aloofness here and there, And I think she looks rather, what's the word for it? Clumsy, that's the word. Yeah, but otherwise, like on camera, bang, she's like on point. Pretty good. And what else do they talk about?
I think that's it,
No,
really.
they talk about Uchi, the date,
All right.
right? She doesn't know, like, I mean, Minori tells her sister that she doesn't know yet whether she likes Uchi, even though he took her on that ranch date that she loves so much.
He
That's
loves
why.
cows.
Yeah, well, she loves cows and she doesn't necessarily like Uchi for the cows. But Kurumi says that, yeah, you need a boyfriend. And then it cuts to the intro.
Yeah, it comes to the intro where, best song. We
Best
never
song.
skip it.
Yep.
And after fast forwarding to past the intro, we actually go to
The date.
the date.
Yeah.
So Uchi and Minori are on their second date.
Yeah.
As you know,
In
last week.
Chichibu, is it called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you know, last week I talked about I talked to Tia about this, how Uchi was asking her out on a date and he seemed really nervous because
Oh, yeah.
which was different to how he like portrays himself because he's always portraying himself as someone who's confident, right? And like cool. And so, it kind of shows that he probably does really like her. And so on this date, they make soba.
It's fun.
I
It
totally
looks
forgot
so
about this.
fun. Yeah. They go to this shop, I forgot what it's called, but they make the soba that they will eat. And they make it from scratch. They do the whole, flipping like pizza people. And yeah, they make soba instead. And it just looks so fun. I
I
mean,
mean, making dates are like making dates as in like dates where you make things, they're generally very fun, right? Because you get to eat the thing
That's
afterwards.
true. And usually, I mean, it's usually free. I mean, like, you do the, you put in some elbow grease, you do the work, and then you eat your hard work.
You don't care that it tastes bad because you're just like, wow, I made these horrible looking sobas. They're delicious.
Yeah, Uchi, I think, put it best when he said, it tastes like soba.
It's true. I mean, like, you're impressed with yourself. You're just like,
Yeah,
wow,
they
I didn't
made
know I could
soba.
make soba.
That's right. And so that was fun. That was totally fun. I would like to go there. I imagine that they also have more customers now because of the show.
Maybe, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I've made udon before, like at home, not like at a restaurant.
Ooh,
And
homemade cook.
it was a bit of hard work because you need to like knead it a lot. And actually, on the internet, one of the advice they give you is that you should like wrap it in like plastic, wrap it a lot, and then like knead it by stepping on it because that puts like
Oh.
more pressure and it like
Yeah, you can
builds
like
up the gluten or
you
whatever.
don't like slap it around
To
in the
make it chewy.
plastic.
No, they said it's like it takes too long when you like just use your hands.
I
But
see.
anyway, making stuff by yourself is delicious. I used to make udon and then I used to like freeze it so that I could just like eat it later.
Yeah, but making stuff together is
Yeah, making stuff together
better.
is better, definitely.
Like your one time pizza making
Oh
birthday.
shit, yeah, I had a birthday once, birthday party once where I was like, let's just go to Pizza Express, guys, and like everyone make their own pizzas.
Right.
That was the best. That is my favorite birthday so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, we're going off course, which, goes into the fact that they go on an obstacle course date after their soba date.
Very elegant
Yes.
transition.
Thank you.
They're yeah, they're on this like zip line course or obstacle kind
Yeah.
of thing in the treetops.
Yes.
And again, it's such a fun date. Like this is a date that what's his name? Uchi thought out for
Yes.
Minori, right? Because he did ask all the girls out, every one of them, one at a time after another on the first time around. And it was like one was like, hey, you plan the date for me. The other one is like, I will plan it for you. And the one with Minori, I think they plan it together, right?
Yes.
So the going to the ranch and see the cows might have been something that Minori wanted, to be honest. Like,
I want
to
see farm animals, Uchi.
Yeah, but this time around, you know, Uchi like prepares the whole date, and it's such a fun date. I guess he was trying real hard to cater to Minori and her you know, interests.
That's true.
Because she's kind of active, but also goofy and just fun.
Like, I think Uchi has a good read on her in that she's not like super quirky, but she would also be bored with like just a dinner date, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right? Like, if you just took her to like a fancy restaurant, she'd be like, this is just food.
Yeah, she comes off as a bit of an awkward person, like when wouldn't know what to say if they were left alone doing nothing but talking to each other. And so I think it was a good move on Uchi's part to make her do stuff with him, you know, right?
Yes, I agree.
And after the date, they finish and they sit on the back of their car, still at wherever that is. And Uchi actually asks if Minori is attracted to anyone at the house.
True. Just like, right, outright.
It was like, how are you supposed to like answer that? Like, you barely finished the date.
Yeah.
And he was pushing it. I mean, it was a slick move, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And he actually told her his feelings, right?
Yeah, he was like, I asked you out because I like you.
Right. So it was smooth, it was direct, it was there was almost no build up to it. It was like, let's enjoy this date, and then at the end of it, say I like you.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah, and I think Minori was still a bit shell-shocked. She didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because I think at this point, she hasn't decided if she likes Uchi or not. Like, I think she's like, she feels comfortable with him, like, as we'll see in, like, the next scene. But I don't think she's like, oh, I have, like, real-ass feelings for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that was the end of the scene. We cut to the commentators. And honestly, the first thing that came to mind for me was that they look kind of bored.
Watching
Minori and Uchi go on this. It's a fun day. How can you be so bored about it? And it was like, their mouths were saying one thing, but their bodies were saying another, you know? It was like,
I guess because it's like a bit of a, like, it's a bit anticlimactic compared to, like, all the drama that happened in last week's episode.
Oh, fair enough. It's like, this is a change of pace.
They did say that these two are, like, the oasis of the current cast members.
Yeah, because everyone else has problems.
Yeah, everyone else has problems.
And then there's Uchi. Not Uchi. Yuki, a.k.a. Tap.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, poor Tap or whatever. But then, so basically, they thought that this was like the appetizer of what's to come. Because
they were saying, oh, this was, it was a bit too good, too calm. So
calm before the storm.
Yeah, it's the calm before the storm. They're like guessing that the producers probably like save the good stuff for the next scene, you know.
Which we will see.
Which is kind of true.
Yeah, because we cut back to the house where Uchi and Minori are in the living room and they're like, are they like sewing or something?
Yeah, so apparently Minori has to sew an apron for a friend or something like that. And she's
using Uchi's
sewing machine.
And then we see Makoto in the background, like, we cut to Makoto writing something on a sneaker box.
Yeah.
Right, so apparently he bought sneakers for someone. We didn't know yet who it was for. Mm-hmm. He wrote something on top, and then he went out of the room, and then just went upstairs to the girls' room.
Yeah,
and
but he did it in such a weird way. He like sneaked upstairs.
Yeah, and, like
Minori and Uchi saw him, and they looked at each other. They were like, "What the fuck? This weirdo."
Yeah, he didn't even like say hi or anything. Yeah. He was just like, he went up and then they were like looking at each other. What was that?
Yeah. And he drops off the sneaker box in the girls' room.
Yeah, in the girls' room. She puts it on the table and then comes back as if nothing happened.
Yeah, and he just comes and interrupts Uchi and Minori's like cute moment, right? In the living room.
Yeah.
And you can tell by Makoto's face that he looks a bit weirded out about how close Uchi and Minori are.
He's totally jealous about
right?
it.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
The face.
He was totally like, hey, and then sits awkwardly on the sofa and like seems jealous and just tries to kind of pat it out with him asking Minori to go for a run that night.
And Uchi's like, you know, go ahead, go. You can go. You guys go run. I'll be waiting with this curry I'm making for
dinner. Yeah, and that's like, it seemed like Minori was also excited for the curry, right?
That's true.
So, like, it really seemed as if, like, Mako really didn't know what to do and what to say at that moment. So, he just said, let's go for a run. Because they did start off with running in the very first episode, was it? And so, they hit it off that way. So, I guess, like, he's trying to venture into, like, familiar territory.
Yeah, he's trying to bring back those memories.
He's trying to close the gap, as
close
he says.
Close the gap, as he says.
Later on. They get ready, and then Minori goes back to the girls' room and discovers the sneakers, which are for her.
Yes.
And Mako-chan bought them.
Yes. So it's like some Nike shoes, and you can see on her face when she's like opening the box, she's like really excited at first, right?
It was like, whoa, like she couldn't believe what
she was saying. Then eventually, like, you can like literally see her face change and she looks confused.
Yeah, she totally looks confused. Yeah. I mean, she had this moment with Uchi on the one end just a moment ago, and then suddenly she's like, she's you know, the boys are putting on the moves on her.
But I feel like it's more that she's confused not because she doesn't know who she likes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't know if she likes Uchi.
She has that luxury, though. Like, who do
That's
I choose?
True. But I think this one is more like she doesn't understand Makoto's behavior. Because she's been complaining about his erratic behavior for the past couple of episodes, right?
Okay, so she's flummoxed at this point.
Yes.
And she brings the sneakers back to the living room with, you know, Uchi as the witness. And reveals that, Mako-chan bought her sneakers. And suddenly Uchi looks like the one who's confused.
Yo, yeah. Uchi seems kind of frustrated.
Yeah, it was like, oh damn, why did I let them go for a run?
She
even bought her
shoes.
Yeah. I wonder if it's enough, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So then we cut to them actually running through Tokyo, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was just city center or whatever. They stop at the tower again, so it's a familiar. Is it the exact same place?
It's probably the same spot mostly because I'm guessing that's the closest park from their house.
Interesting. That
right.
narrows things down. Where exactly is this?
I don't actually know.
I haven't checked it out.
I mean, some people
listings.
On Reddit have actually visited the boys and girls in the city house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually know where it's located.
Isn't it like on sale or something?
No,
right now?
That's the Aloha State one.
Oh, that's the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a different season altogether. Okay. And then, so yeah, they run, they stop at the tower. Very nice background, you know, for the camera, for the visuals and all that. And they start talking awkwardly because, like, Makoto, you know, he really doesn't, like, know how to carry a conversation, I think. So he just asks her, so what's up lately?
Yeah, how are things going?
How are things lately? And then, that kind of communication, I think Minori, you know, she might be someone to struggle with that kind of conversation, because, like, really, they didn't, you know, talk about anything in particular. And so they talk about stuff, and then suddenly so Makoto says that he wants to close the gap with her because, I guess they've been distant, or they haven't been.
Yeah, I have a feeling they haven't been hanging out. I don't know if that's because Minori is actively not hanging out with Makoto, because she did say that she didn't really like how he was acting
for
the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether that's just because, I mean, he does give the excuse that he has been concentrating on his baseball and that's why he hasn't been able to hang out with her.
Right.
But then everyone else in the house has seen that he doesn't really look like he's working on his baseball.
Yeah, he's like sleeping.
Yeah,
most
and eating
of the time.
Snacks all the time.
Yeah, which is
so everyone, like, in the last episode, literally they mentioned that he eats snacks like three times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's eating a lot of snacks then.
And so Makoto's like, we should. I really want to close the gap. Maybe we can go somewhere after the season's over.
Yeah.
But she doesn't seem that interested.
Well, yeah, she doesn't reciprocate in that.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't really say anything.
Yeah.
You know, and
then he also said that at one point, I think he said, I'd do anything for you or something like that. And
yeah.
Which is kind of like...
Which is kind of weird.
Which
oh, no.
Which is kind of...
He mentions, right? He mentions that... He mentions that, oh, yeah, I did buy these shoes for you. And I'm like, yo, that's such a dick move. Like, you don't... Like, if you give someone
remind,
a present...
Like,
don't
remind
tell them,
them,
like, oh, yeah, you know, I bought these shoes for you. We should go out.
Is that how you kind of... caught it.
Yeah, that's how I interpreted it. I don't like it, and I think later we can talk about it when the panelists comment on it, because they also didn't really like it.
Yeah, because I only kind of understood after the commentators brought that up, because that exchange is weird on its own. I guess it didn't his punch didn't land in that sense, like, what were you trying to communicate? And so it was weird. He was saying, like, oh, yeah, I'd do anything for you on the one hand.
Yeah,
I did
buy these shoes for you.
And then, I bought these shoes for you. And then, like, it was, like, all over the place.
I feel like maybe if we're trying to, you know, be, like, positive about Makoto, maybe he was trying to make a joke, right? But it just didn't land. Like, maybe he was like, oh, I bought these shoes for you. Ha, 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 you know.
But he doesn't come off
as a jokey person. Right?
Yeah, he's very
that's
serious.
The problem. And that's...
He's like, he tries to keep up his list, like, this cool interior, exterior.
Yeah.
And it just seems like he's
And I think that's the
dull.
Reason why some people, well, including me, may not have liked the fact that he mentioned that he bought the shoes for her.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, yeah, it's like Minori knows that you bought the shoes for her, you know. You don't have to remind her again.
Yeah, I mean, it was good when she first found
it. Yeah, she was like, oh.
Wow, surprise. Yeah. And then you don't have to remind her
again. Yeah.
It was, like, weird.
Yeah, that's true. And that just ended that like that. It was really weird.
Yeah, so we didn't cut to the commentators then and there, but we jumped to... the scene where Minori is actually heeding her sister's call to take modeling seriously and, you know, quit her job and all that. So she goes to the agency where she's hired as a model and asks for more jobs, basically, right? And then after that was it. And then we jump to the next scene, which is... Tapu and what's her name? Yuriko's date.
Yeah.
Quote unquote date. Because so they just got back from Blue Note.
Yes.
Which in past episodes, you know, like Yuriko was really excited to go to after mentioning that, you know, oh yeah, Tap had like contacts or something like that.
So she got in for free.
Yeah.
Blue Note is
great. It's a jazz club. It's a very famous jazz club / jazz recording company. Just Google it, guys. I can't spend another half an hour
talking
about
Blue Note
because it's so hyped.
I mean, I'm guessing it's super exclusive because, or else I feel like the crew would have tried to shoot in Blue Note.
That's true.
Right? Because I thought it was, I totally forgot that we don't actually see them in Blue Note.
Yeah, they just cut straight to the post-show scene.
Drinks or whatever.
Drinks and, did they even eat? I don't know.
No, I don't
it
think
didn't
so.
Seem like they ate. But, they finished watching, went to a restaurant, I think, initially to eat, but they only drank or something like that. And then it was a stylish day, I remember Tapu saying. And then, like, you know, this was like sort of that moment where, you know, it was building up to a point where they can talk seriously about their feelings with each other. But... what happens instead is like the bomb. It's like Yuriko suddenly starts talking about how she feels like she's been passive, too passive at Terrace House,
mm-hmm.
and wants to change it. And then, so if I were Tap, I'd be like, oh yeah, she's gonna hit on me
or whatever. Right?
Yeah, she's gonna tell me that she likes me or yeah. that she appreciates my moves on her or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know. And then she proceeds to talk about her ex, who just messaged her the day before.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That was like so out of the blue. And that got Tap totally sidelined. And like, he was... Poor guy, really.
Okay.
It was like, he continued to support her. It was like, so she said that she was being passive all this time mm-hmm. and wanted to change. And what that had to do with her ex was that, okay, I want to be able to go to my ex and tell him how I feel
yeah.
instead of saying that to Tap. And that's just so ironic. He was friend-zoned, basically, right?
He wasn't friend-zoned. I mean, I can understand her not being attracted to him, but I think maybe she could have... I mean, I feel like she was like deliberately friend-zoning him because she knows, obviously. Right?
You think she knows? I mean, she must have known
that
Tap likes her.
I mean, you're not gonna... Yeah, I think she knows. But I think she was like, oh, maybe I should stop taking advantage of him.
After Blue Note, yeah. people. After the aquarium.
Yes.
After Blue Note. So that's like, yeah, I've taken advantage enough.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna, you know, like kind of cut this off.
Yeah.
And oh my god, I think if I were Tap, I'm looking at Tap and, you know, basically seeing what he's experienced. Mm-hmm. He thought everything was going smoothly, you know? It's almost as if he was, like, leading himself on.
You know
it's
what?
So sad.
The thing is,
mm-hmm.
I would be more mad at Yuriko if she actually seemed like she was interested in him in the first place.
True.
Because I feel like every time we see them on dates or together, she just seems chill. She seems
comfortable with
yeah,
him, though.
She seems
it's
comfortable,
like,
but not like she's interested in him comfortably.
Like, not like she's opening up to him,
yeah.
but she's comfortable about talking about her stuff, her
yeah.
problems with him, without liking him.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
so,
is...
like, I guess it's like...
Snap.
I feel like maybe he thought he saw signs when there weren't any...
He was totally leading himself
on. He led himself on. Right.
And so it like the only response he could muster was that it was a good day.
It was a good day.
Eehee.
Eehee.
So that was that was the meaning of the title of this episode.
Oh my God.
It's sad because she also actually, you know, had the guts to tell him, well, or you know, the well, not decency. I mean, she was stone-faced about it, but she just told Tap that she was open with him. She felt comfortable about, you know, talking about her problems with him
mm-hmm.
and telling him about her ex because he listened so much to all her ramblings.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, good day. Okay, I support you. Oh, poor Tap. Really poor. Poor guy. And so we cut to the commentators who all say that, oh, poor Tap.
Yeah.
And he managed to squeeze out, you know, oh, such a good day. I support you, you know, without
mm-hmm.
kind of losing face. And so, yeah, your theory, I think, was corroborated basically by Yama-chan,
mm-hmm.
who said that, yeah, she just dropped the X-bomb to
yeah.
end things,
yeah,
basically.
I
right?
think so. I mean, yes, it might be true that she still has feelings for him, but like, she probably thought, might as well kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, it's just so circumstantial. Seriously, she could have like brought that up at another time, but no, it was supposed to be on the date that's not a date.
Oh, but I did read somewhere that apparently, so the production and crew or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
They apparently encourage or discourage the house members from actually talking about important things when they're not filming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, for example, so they obviously have like a schedule when they shoot and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, maybe the schedule of maybe technically Yuriko could have told Yuki a tap out of the schedule, right? But the production apparently like encourages you to speak about these things
on camera.
On camera.
That's really annoying. How? Well, yeah, the whole point of this show is that it's it has no script,
mm-hmm.
right?
So but it has no script, but you have to save what you want to say until your next date, I guess.
Yeah, on until you're on camera again, mm-hmm. and that's kind of contrived in that sense,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, like, how are you supposed to have like a normal relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this fact kind of, you know, actually results in problems later on in the season, I think
yes,
right?
Definitely.
And in other seasons as well of
yes.
of the Terrace House
yes.
franchise. So, yeah, that's interesting to note.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a mental note on that
mm-hmm.
to see what kind of stuff happens
mm-hmm.
like outside of the
yeah.
the.
Because I've actually read somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I think mostly on Reddit, right?
Mm-hmm.
That apparently, so every day the cast and the production crew, they will ask the cast members, hey, what are your plans for today? And do you want to talk with someone about a particular topic?
I see.
Yeah.
So they don't have a script, but it's like still
it's
kind
like,
of
can
like,
you please talk about the topic you wanted to talk about?
Yeah,
at dinner, you know.
Yeah, we'll try to film you at the moments you can talk about the stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a. I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the it's true that there's no script at all,
mm-hmm.
but you know it does not mean that it's totally unscripted.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's framed, but
framed.
Not scripted.
Yes, that's
right.
The right way to say it. Anyway, so the commentators, they also talk about how, you know, Mako-chan was like kind of almost saying that he basically likes Minori.
Yeah.
But again, that point about him reminding her about the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He bought.
Mm-hmm.
That pissed everyone off. It was like, hey.
Actually, none of the panelists like that.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, I get it. I wouldn't like that either.
Like you know, what's the point of you saying that? It's not like you can suddenly evoke feelings
through the fact that you were given a gift. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that was like, oh. Wrong
yeah.
note, mate.
He was trying
wrong
to
note.
Bribe her into
bribe
her jeans.
Into liking. Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, so that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts back to the boys' room
mm-hmm.
after Tap's dinner with Yuriko. And so Uchi's fast asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mako-chan's awake to listen to him.
Yes.
And Tap just like, what the heck? he says that I'm at, you know, what? You know, but
yeah.
played it cool. So he was totally frustrated about it. It was like he couldn't show his true feelings. He couldn't show his disappointment. I think it was even like surprise in this sense that
mm-hmm.
yeah, he could simply not show that to Yuriko because, well, yeah,
he wanted to seem cool. He wanted to like. He is the oldest one, right?
He is.
In the house. So he wanted to seem like the most mature, level-headed person, I think.
Which just involves him, you know, just blindly supporting her or something.
Yeah. I mean, even though I believe he played himself, I do feel sorry for him. I am like sympathetic,
you know. Boy, you played yourself totally. My gosh. Anyway, yeah, that was it, I think, yeah. Right?
And that was the end of the episode.
No, well, we cut to the girls' room first.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot, okay.
And then they talk about how, well, Yuriko talks to the girls about the date and the non-date in this instance, because she was telling the other girls, how she was talking about her ex.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then so she just proceeds to tell them that she might have had feelings for Mako-chan because she wanted to forget about her ex, and so, like, obviously one of the girls, I can't remember, was it Minori who asked, like, so what about Yuki? Like Tapu.
Oh, was it? Oh, I don't know. Or was it
Mizuki? One of the two. Yeah. One of them. They asked her, what about Yuki? You know, like, because this is a date, right? And Yuriko just says that, yeah, Yuki is just a friend who's easy to talk to, basically. And then she ends it right there. That's just so damn hard of her. She's just like, yep, that was it. And then maybe I'll go talk to my ex soon. And that was the end of the episode. Do you have any other notes?
No, I actually don't have any other notes, except that this episode was jam-packed with stuff.
It actually felt pretty, you know, short to me. Because, you know, I'm kind of used to how they play without feelings. It's like roller coaster a bit here and there, you know, like some good stuff, some bad stuff, some in between stuff, and so we get that right. And but no, it felt like it was very short this time for
it
me.
It was a very short episode, but I think they packed a lot of things in the episode.
Yeah.
And it was good, and we continue riding this Makoto train up until
up and down,
until he will finally face his downfall.
Oh, some, yeah,
his inevitable downfall. I mean, I make it
what
sound
goes
really,
up must come down. This is not like a spoiler or anything, because
no.
really, he's setting him up, himself
and,
up
I mean,
to
like,
fail.
The editing is clearly trying to frame Makoto as the bad guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I noticed that.
It's been like 3-4 episodes maybe now.
Damn, I wonder how we know that the Terrace House cast members are able to watch themselves when the episodes air.
Yes.
Right. And oh man, I would not want to be in Makoto's shoes.
No, I would not.
Like, whoa.
I mean, like, you
could
know,
you sue the
like
crew?
In I don't think so.
No, right. Yeah.
I mean, like, in we already saw an example of that in last week's episode, the one I talked about with Tia.
Yep.
Where, you know, so where they talked about how on Twitter, like, there were so many like people shitting on basically Tap because he criticized Mizuki for having vague career ambitions. You know?
Yeah. So he was attacked on social media.
So you can definitely, so even the panelists noted that you could definitely see like a slight personality change. He tried not to be so imposing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. There's maybe
like, yeah.
Yeah, that totally plays into how he was like, you know, acting around Yuriko today. Mm-hmm. Like on the date, I mean. And yeah, I guess he was self-conscious about himself. Mm-hmm. From this point on, from last week, he was like, okay, I won't say any shit.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why I really like this season, Terrace House Boys and Girls in the City.
Mm-hmm,
because
why?
It still retains that, like, meta-ness. That they're,
meta.
Like, conscious that people are watching them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, they're never completely comfortable with themselves around the camera.
Yeah, of course.
like you can tell that they're kind of, they're not unhinged. And they're like, they're doing it for the camera. Some of them are able to do it for the camera, you know, put their best face on. Some others, like I think Minori, is kind of awkward in front of the camera, but that kind of, that's endearing.
Yes.
Because that speaks to how she's actually just a normal human being, like any of us, and that's appealing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was it.
That was it, I guess. Well, if you guys have any comments or questions, or any input, please email us at nothing.th. Sorry, guys. Please email us at nothingshow.th@gmail.com.
Right.
And you can also follow us on Twitter.
Right.
At nothingshowth, capital TH. Where I post, you know, updates on our podcast, and also I just post like funny screen caps that you find on Terrace House.
Right, so anything related to Terrace House is probably gonna end up on our Twitter.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll be looking through our emails to see if we have any comments from you guys.
Anyway, I guess that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.